RNZ Pacific, Ata Marie, I'm Moratuila Epitaylor with the news. Multiple evacuations are underway in parts of Tonga. The office of Tonga's Prime Minister says the search and rescue operation has been underway since Sunday, and extensive damage has been reported to parts of Tonga Tapu and Ha'apai. Susanna Leiatawa has more.
People are being evacuated from the islands of Atata, Mango and Whonuifua. All houses have been destroyed on Mango and only two houses remain on Whonuifua. Extensive damage is reported on Nomuka. People on parts of western Tongatapu have been taken to evacuation centres on Tongatapu. Houses have also been damaged in Kolomotua and on the island of Ewa. There are three confirmed deaths, including British national Angela Glover, as well as a 65-year-old woman from Mango and a 49-year-old man from Nomuka. There are a number of reports of injury.
In Auckland, Navanea Faleoha's uncle, cousin and in-laws live on Nomuka, and she says it's unrecognisable.
I can't come to fathom that that is what it looks like right now. Because if you were to search up a picture of Nomuka on Google, you'll see bright green palm trees, the white sand, the blue beach, the different colours of the rooftops. But in the photo that you did send, it's like all one just really musty colour, like a really old undeveloped photo from back in the day.
A construction academic says the layer of ash covering Tonga will require a huge effort to clean up. Pictures taken by an Air Force reconnaissance flight show the islands blanketed in thick, gritty ash after the violent eruption of Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai last weekend. A professor of construction management at Massey University, Suzanne Wilkinson, says it would be a complex task to clean up. She says clearing away the ash will be hazardous work, and New Zealand could provide supplies such as goggles, face masks and protective clothing to keep people safe as they clear the volcanic debris. In New Zealand, one in three managed isolation workers have not yet had a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, despite some being flexible for 6 weeks. Data shows a booster dose provides significantly more protection against an Omicron infection than two doses does. Jordan Bond reports.
1,280 MIQ workers have not yet had their booster dose, despite being eligible. A COVID modeller, Dr. Dion O'Neill, says people who've had two doses have only 10% protection against becoming infected with Omicron 6 months after vaccination. However, a booster lifts that protection up to around 70%. Dr. O'Neill says our MIQ workers are an important line of defence keeping Omicron out and should have a third dose as soon as possible. The government's mandated eligible MIQ workers to have a booster by the end of January.
French Polynesia is poised to introduce France's new COVID-19 health pass, which will exclude unvaccinated people from restaurants, sports arenas and other venues. The new measure was voted in the National Assembly in view of the surge in the number of Omicron cases. French Polynesia's president, Edouard French, who had spoken out in favour of such a pass to help shore up the healthcare system, is yet to say when the new pass will come into force. The Samoa Cabinet has approved the resumption of commercial flights between the two Samoas. This was confirmed by Minister of Samoa Airways, Leatinu'u Wayne So'ialo, in an interview with Radio Polynesia at his office.
Basically, between Samoa and American Samoa is now open. We are now working on scheduled flights between the two Samoans. As you know, before it's all operating on charter flights, but I think we need to put back our scheduled flights between here and also American Samoa.
Leatinu'u said they are awaiting a report from the Minister of Works, Transport and Infrastructure on the reopen of the Whangaalii Airport, adding that the travellers must continue to adhere to health advisories, which remains in effect. Tahiti has received its first Trans-Pacific cruise ship in 2 years with the arrival of the Viking Orion from the United States. International cruise ship visits to French Polynesia had been suspended because of the pandemic, but tourism officials expect this year's numbers to rebound and match those of 2019. The Viking Orion, with about 500 passengers on board, arrived in Papeete after passing through the Marquesas Islands. Anyone travelling to French Polynesia, be it by plane or ship, must take PCR tests 24 hours before arrival. In sport, the Silver Ferns are playing South Africa in their quad series clash in London, with both teams chasing their first win of the tournament. A short time ago, New Zealand were leading 15-9 heading into the second quarter. There will be no Australian Open fairy tale for Canadian Leah Fernandez this year after she was bundled out by Australia's Maddie Inglis. The 19-year-old US Open finalist has now lost in the first round in Melbourne for 3 straight years.
Just a bad day in the office. Too many mistakes. I'll give credit to Maddie. She played a great match. I unfortunately did not find the right solutions to get back in it. And it happens.
Fernandez will now play with New Zealander Aaron Rutliff in the doubles. And the England and Wales Cricket Board will investigate after police were caught to break up an early hours post-Ashes drinking session at the team's hotel in Hobart. Video shows England captain Joe Root, bowler James Anderson and Australia trio Nathan Lyon, Alex Carey and Travis Head being told to disperse by police. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.